Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a popular comedian and host of the J Train podcast. His latest special, 37 is Single, is streaming right now on Netflix. You can see him at the Comedy Zone May 14th through 16th. Tickets are on sale now. He is Jared Fried. Jared, how are you?
I am great. It is so good to be here with you, Chase. How are you?
I am great. I'm just glad that we were able to talk and be able to do this thing. One of the things I got to know, you are a Bachelor super fan, and for some reason,
yes.
I'm seeing more and more men watching The Bachelor, talking about The Bachelor. They're talking
right.
about it on sports shows as well. What is it about this show that's bringing in the male audience?
It's a really great way to connect with women. If you're a single man, there is no better conversation to have with a woman than about a reality show that she's into and loves, because you're going to give a perspective that's different and something she hasn't heard before. Because usually women watch those shows with their friends or on a group chat with a bunch of their friends, and now you have an opinion that just a little different, a different perspective that maybe they haven't heard. Because The Bachelor, Love is Blind, Age of Attraction, all these dating shows, there's usually men and women involved, and you never hear from the men. So I think it's kind of like, this is evolution. This is, this is men realizing, hey, what a great way to start a conversation with someone.
You were recently on The Golden Bachelor. You hosted that roasting competition. How hard is it to help write jokes for people with no comedy background whatsoever?
It's really hard because you got to teach them how to, you can't really teach them how to say it. They got to deliver it. And it's also hard because, they have their, writing a joke is hard just mm-hmm. for anybody, so when I write jokes or I'm figuring out a bit, I bounce stuff off of comedians because they know how to be encouraging, they've heard things get said on stage. They know, generally a comic knows right away, oh, this will be good. This is a good premise. And they'll push you. But with someone who's never done it before, they don't really know how it feels to bomb and how subjects kind of don't, they have never felt what it feels like when it doesn't work and when it does work,
I don't know if you happen to remember, what was the worst joke that somebody had or that you said, no, we need to just scrap this altogether?
No, I don't even remember. I would say, probably one of the ones I came up with, because I'm just there just trying to get volume. You want to you got to write 10 jokes to find one, So over the course of that time, and here's the thing about writing comedy, about doing comedy, you have to start in the land of no wrong answers. It has to be everything's a gift. And I have a motto in life called we write to edit. We write to edit. Okay. You got to write it so that you can make it better. So I don't like to say anything is bad because it might lead you to what ends up being the joke of your life.
That's fair. It's one of those things I never thought about, just almost being a volume shooter when it comes to joke writing. I always just thought it was one of those
yeah.
All right, is this a good idea? No. Okay. And then is this a good idea? Maybe. And then you work on that.
If you get too perfect, you do nothing. If you're it's about getting it out of you. You want it to pour out, and I think with jokes, everyone thinks, because you've gotten a laugh from friends or family, having a good personality is very different than telling a joke on stage. It is, it is work, and you have to refine. Like when I go on stage every night, I'm there to work on an act. I'm not there to be perfect. I'm trying to achieve perfection. I'm trying to get better. But it doesn't happen all at once.
I want to get your thoughts as a Bachelor super fan. ABC announced that they're canceling the season of The Bachelorette after a 2023 video surface of the Bachelorette in a physical altercation with her then boyfriend. What are your thoughts when you hear the news of this season being canceled?
It sucks. I love the show, and the show is Cinderella. You want to cheer for the person who's on the show to find love, and you want to find contestants that resemble you. The minute the show becomes not fun and someone and hard to cheer for is the minute the show is tough to watch, you know? So I think they did the right thing. I think they did the only option, you know, the minute the show becomes, you know, because this is all, you know, the Bachelor, the Bachelorette is all supposed to be like a vacation from the tough part of the world. You know, this is supposed to be a fairy tale. And I don't think it would have been the same fairy tale it's been in the past if they had gone through with it.
You have a book coming out, Walking Red Flag, Dating Advice from Your Favorite Guy Friend. While I haven't dated in a while, probably because I'm married, I imagine dating is significantly worse now than in what it was like 10, 15 years ago.
It's not worse, it's different. And this book, Walking Red Flag, is about acknowledging that. Because weirdly, dating, which is a social activity, is very lonely. You do it by yourself. You do it while staring at your phone. You make a dating profile. You don't really ask that many people for their opinion on it. You have these conversations that get you annoyed, and you're not sure if you're just being sensitive or if they're actually an annoying conversation. And this book, Walking Red Flag, is meant to get you inside the mind of a straight male and let you know how I felt and how I went through dating and how I, you know, give you vulnerable takes that can make this whole thing feel a little bit lighter. You know, the feedback I've gotten from the book so far, and especially from women, they're like, wow, you made it. You made something that's hard for me really funny. And that means a lot, because the book takes you from getting dumped to getting dumped. Because that's all I know. It takes you from you've been dumped to you start dating again. You download a dating app. We help you make a profile, and then you get first date, second date, third date, and then you get in a relationship, and then you move in, and then the relationship ends again. And the book is personal stories and really just all fun jokes to make you laugh at something that might be heavy for you.
I feel like between this and The Bachelor, we really should just make a push for you to just get like be the host of the Soup reboot. If they ever bring back the Soup, we need Jared Freed to host it. You can see
I would love that. From your mouth to God's ears, I would do anything. I love the Soup.
Let's push for that, and maybe we'll talk more about that next time we see each other. Real quick, before I let you go, I want to give you the same 10 questions I ask all my guests here, inspired by the late great James Lipton. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Most played song on your playlist?
It's The Story by Brandi Carlile. I don't know why that is recently.
Guilty pleasure band?
I love Dave Matthews.
Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
I want to know what love is.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Fried rice.
Drink of choice?
Coffee.
Favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero is probably currently Spider-Man.
Favorite internet video?
My favorite internet video is I love yelling. I yell at Love is Blind right now. I you know, I'm a Bachelor super fan, but because they're gone, I've been yelling at Love is Blind. I love yelling at TV. So I enjoy doing it. I enjoy making those videos.
What are you watching on your streaming platforms?
I am watching I just watched the Wonder Man, the Marvel.
Oh, I need to watch that as well.
Oh, you know what else I'm watching? St. Denis Medical. It's on Netflix now. It's an NBC show that they put on Netflix, and it's like The Office, but it's a hospital.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
And finally, give me your spiciest hot take.
That every restaurant should have a single person's menu with half orders of appetizers so you can get more and try more on the menu, with half soups. Like, they should give you like a little thimble of the soup so you can try it, and half order of mains so you can maybe get two mains.
You can see him at the Comedy Zone May 14th through 16th. Tickets on sale now. Pre-order his book, Walking Red Flag, Dating Advice from Your Favorite Guy Friend, and maybe future Soup Reboot host, Jared Freed. Thanks a lot for coming on.
You're the best. Thank you. This is great.